A Christmas Eve Sermon by Reverend Richard A. Rem, preached at Christ Community Church in Spring Lake, Michigan, on December 24, 1993, entitled Incarnation. The scripture readings are 2 Corinthians 5, verses 16 through 21, and John 1, verses 1 through 18. The texts for the sermon are John 1:14 and 2 Corinthians 5, verse 19. Copyright, Grand Valley State University.
For just a few moments this evening, let me focus your attention on two statements from the lessons of the evening. The lesson from the epistle, God was in Christ. As one translation has it, God was in Christ, making friends with the world. And in John's version of the Christmas story, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The Word took on human form, and we beheld that human form, and looking into the face of Jesus, have seen into the heart of God. Incarnation. That actually is a word that represents a later stage of understanding of what had happened in the miracle of Christmas. Can't you imagine that there must have been all kinds of speculation, discussion, wonder and awe, debate about what exactly had happened in the birth of this one, this Jesus, born a child, growing into manhood, living out a way for which ultimately he paid with his life, yet experienced as living again in the midst of that community. Can't you imagine that there must have been discussion without end as to exactly what had happened? How God indeed had been present in that one. Incarnation was not the first attempt to explain what happened in Jesus. It was a later explanation on reflection by the Christian community as to what had happened in Jesus. The Apostle Paul, writing before any of the Gospels were written, made this statement in the 19th verse of 2 Corinthians 5, God was in Christ. It's not a bad statement, really. It doesn't begin to try to explain, as the later creedal tradition of the church tried to explain, how this one could be truly God and truly human. That was the last word of the creedal tradition of the church, and it has come down to the present time. True God, true human. But, as a matter of fact, that statement on reflection, I think, is not as full of mystery and wonder as Paul's statement, simply that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to God's self. Or as John put it, the Word of God, the idea, the reason, the intention the dream, if you will, of God, which was with God from the beginning. This idea, this dream, at this particular moment in history, was embodied, was enfleshed. And so we speak of the Christmas miracle as the festival of incarnation, or of enfleshment, or of embodiment. We're probably better off to stick with the biblical statements than we are to try to get into the subtleties of the philosophical distinctions of the later creeds. We're probably wise to stay with that simple biblical declaration, the word. Let's call it God's dream. Was embodied in our midst. Or Paul, God was in Christ, making friends with the world. You see, the experience of the early church was that in Jesus Christ they had encountered God. Now what the later church, and I think what we tend to do, is to think about Jesus as God. And Jesus is not God. Jesus is a human, flesh and blood person in whom God dwelt fully, through whom God became unveiled, the revelation of God occurred in the humanness of our brother. That's the mystery. That's the mystery. That's the wonder. That's the glory. And it wasn't like God was walking around on earth. It was that there was a human person who was regnant with God, God's presence, God's power, God's grace. That's the mystery. Oh, but we'd like to make Jesus God. If we could just make Jesus God, it would kind of get the monkey off our back. Then God, somehow or other, walks on earth, does God's thing for us, and takes the rap for us and gets us off scot-free, and we can pay our dues, give our adoration, but not really have to get our hands dirty and get engaged and involved. If it was God running around on earth, then that's a world away from my running around on earth. But the miracle of Christmas, the message, the thing that is so hard for us to get a hold of, is that it was not God running around on earth. It was a human being running around on earth full of God, who calls us likewise to be full of God, to walk that way, that very human way, full of God. Incarnation means that God humanizes, becomes one with, engages, involves, takes up into God's self a human nature, so that the human nature becomes the vehicle of grace and truth, the concretization of God's love. Someone has said that God was born a child so that we would grow up. We would love to have God running around on earth for us and getting us off the hook. But Christmas is the story of God putting us precisely on the hook by saying, now I in you will do the miracle. The Word becoming flesh. It had a moment in time, but beginning it did not end. In its beginning continues to ripple out even to us. I was reading an article the other day. Some people had interviewed Gordon Cosby, who has had that marvelous ministry in Washington, D.C., the Church of the Savior, asking him about where things are in society and in church. And he said, number one, the fabric of society is unraveling so rapidly we can't even begin to comprehend it. And I imagine if you ministered in Washington, D.C., you would be poignantly aware of that. But he said, secondly, here and there, there are congregations that are willing to risk, daring to be different, experimenting, seeking to find ways of creating community. And he said, the whole culture has to be created. We can't take it for granted anymore. But what this world needs are communities of people, congregations, concrete congregations that become concrete expressions of God's love and grace and truth, and who live out that way of Jesus. Our world waits for not the child to be born, but for our life to reflect the one who was born, living in and through us, in concrete community. God became a child so that we would grow up. God has thrown the ball to us. And the only God the world will know is the God that bumps them in your flesh. John knew that so well. He said, the one who dwells in God, in love, dwells in God. And the only God we know is the God we experience in the other, in the flesh, in the concrete existence of the other. The only God our world will know is the God alive in us and evident in our community and signed by bread and cup, the banquet table, the table of our Lord, the table of grace where no one is excluded and all are invited and welcomed, where all distinctions fall away and where a people together form that concrete community of the flesh and blood and bone of our bone and bone of his bone of Jesus Christ our Lord. One of my favorite stories of incarnation, I have to tell it again because when you're here so long, you know, if you keep moving on, these stories keep fresh. But when you stay in the same place or the same old thing, but I'll tell you anyway about the little girl who was put to bed by her mommy in the dark. Shut the light off, went out. She called, "Mommy, I'm afraid. It's dark." And her mommy came in and said, "Honey, you're never alone, even in the dark, because God is always with you." And she said, "Mommy, I know God is always with me, but I really like someone with skin on." It doesn't really do any good to talk to the world about God unless in our skin they experience the love of God. It happened today, that tragic moment when a child discovers there's no Santa Claus. It was my granddaughter, Steffi. She confronted her mom. She said, "Now, Mom, tell me the truth. Now, when a child puts you on notice like that, what are you going to do? I mean, do you spoil the myth on Christmas Eve?" But she had said, "Mom, tell me the truth." And so Lynn told her the truth. And she was so angry, she said, "I still believe it." Well, I thought about that. We'd so love to believe that it's Santa Claus in a sleigh sailing through the sky. But we know that we, moms and dads, grandpas and grandmas, we play the part. So yes, Virginia, there's a Santa Claus, because there are those who love little children who create the gift and the love and the warmth and the delight. I thought to myself, all of us in the Christian church, good traditional Christian people that we are, we're just like Steffi. I'm telling you, Jesus isn't God. And you're going to say to me, "I believe it anyway." What I'm really telling you is that it is God in you as it was God in Jesus. That's what'll save the world. All of our preaching and all of our proclamation, all of that, to no avail, until we learn that incarnation means not only that the Word became flesh in Jesus Christ, but the grace of God must become flesh in you and in me, in the ongoing community of the Christian church, where no one is excluded and all are embraced and invited to this table, which is a foretaste of that banquet table in which we'll all be gathered in the great hall of our God and Savior. Come, eat and drink, and know that you are the incarnation of God's love, called to live a miracle in the world.